And we're back for another episode of The Last Storm. My name is Mark. I'm back with Dave.
What's up?
Here to talk about the Thunder. There's a lot going on. We've been on a roll. We won five of the last six. We've got 14 games left. We want to know what's coming up for the rest of the season, bro.
Yeah, this is going to be crazy. But listen, I can sit here and talk about what I think we're going to do the last 14 games of the season. But you're the one that did the research on it. So I'm going to throw it right back to you and say, what do you think our record could be after the next 14 games?
All right, so let's talk about this, bro. You think we can beat the Nets?
Yes.
The Raptors?
Yes.
Okay, let's give the Suns the next one.
All right.
We play two against the Clippers, so
let's split the games.
So at that point, we're three and two, okay?
Yep.
The Lakers, we can win that one.
Yep.
Trailblazers, we can win that one.
Yep.
Hornets, we can win that one.
Yep.
Pistons, we can win that one.
Yep.
Pacers, we can win that one.
Yep.
Then we face the Suns again. We'll give them that one.
Okay.
We're talking about 8-3 at this point. We'll give the Warriors that one. 8-4, we play the Jazz and the Grizz for the final two. I think we can go 10-4.
10-4?
10-4 in the last 14.
Now you got me all like jittery bug, bro. All right, let's just go back right here to the standings, because where do you think 10-4 would sit? I'm looking at this and saying Denver, 6-4 in the last 10. Sacramento, 8-2 in the last 10. Memphis, 6-4 in the last 10. Phoenix, 7-3 in the last 10. And Lakers, 7-3.
That's it. If you say those teams are a little bit out of our reach, you look, there's a soft spot right around the 5 seed.
Yeah.
We probably won't make it all the way, because I would say two of those teams are going to get hot enough to make it so we can't catch them.
Damn.
7.
Damn. So I'm just looking at this and I'm saying we're effectively one game behind Dallas and Minnesota, two games behind Golden State, 2.5 games behind Los Angeles Clippers. And that's where I'm going to draw the line. We could talk about Phoenix, but they're, you know, two games ahead of the Clippers. If we go 10-14, I don't think that there's many teams that are going to be able to stay up with us. And that being said, I think that there's an opportunity that we could slip in the top six places right here. I mean, we could, because if the Golden State doesn't go, you know, 8-6, then we pass them.
So here's what we need to do if you want to break it down to really simple terms. We need to win the games we should win, and we need to win half the games where we're playing a team who's better than us. And fortunately for us, we have a number of rematches within that, and those are our strengths. So I think that those are possible. Could we go 500 for the rest of the season? Sure. We really could.
But
and would that get it be enough?
500 is 7-7.
Would that be enough?
Okay, let's just look at this. Yes, that would be enough. I think we could win, make it to the playoffs as a 10 seed with 7-7.
Okay. And if we go 10-4, then we're talking about potentially moving up to the 7 seed.
Top 7, yeah.
And that's all fine and well for the season, right?
Okay, let's just talk about this, why we think this could happen. First of all, Utah, are we convinced that they want to make the playoffs?
I mean, I know the players do, but yeah, you're right. Danny Ainge doesn't.
What about Dallas? Dallas and Luka are injured. He could be out for a couple more games. They could rush him back, really? Get injured again.
Do they want to make? Yeah, they want to make the playoffs.
But I'm just saying, what happens if they don't have Luka? Can they make the playoffs without Luka?
No.
Okay. What about Minnesota? Minnesota wants to make the playoffs, but do they have the personnel to be able to make the playoffs right now?
I don't think they have the personnel to make a surge, so they could just by default slip out of it. But really, it's going to come down to other teams passing them.
Okay, so let's just draw the line there, because that's the number 7. Let's go behind us. We got the Lakers. Do you think the Lakers can pull something off and get in the top 10?
No.
What about the Pelicans?
No.
Portland?
No.
So
now we're running out
of teams. What you're saying, but this is my point, though. What you're saying, and I'm trying to give you like a huge shout out here, because what you're actually saying is legit. Like, we're talking super legit. And then when we get into the last month of the season, right, you're looking at we're playing against a Memphis team that's going through some issues, a Phoenix team that's going to want to rest just before the playoffs, right? Dude, like, this is not only possible that we could go 10-4, but I'm going to go ahead and say, if you have money and you're looking at it, guys, and you're saying,
don't
do this, guys. All right. Don't bet on this. But But seriously, 10-4, bro. And then you look at the schedule and you're like, yeah, 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 this is completely possible. And then you look at it and saying, where does that land us at a 10-4 record? It's, bro, it's baller. Hell of a job, bro.
But big picture, right? This season, whether or not we go, you know, 4-10 or 10-4, it almost doesn't matter. We've already seen enough this season to know that this team is going to be really, really, really good this year. We want that because we want the season to go on. Yeah. We want it to be like Cinderella's party, man. We don't want the clock to strike midnight before too early, bro. So here we are. We want this run to keep going. But if it doesn't, bro, the NBA already still knows. They understand that we are a force to be fucking reckoned with. And what else can you want? I mean, worst case scenario, we get a draft pick that's somewhere around the range of where we picked up J-Dub. Like, come on. Add a player like him or go to the playoffs. I don't care. Either way, we are one of the best teams in the NBA next year.
Well, here's the thing, man. Even if we end up in the seventh seed, right, in the playoffs, we're still only, what, four places away from being where I would consider Sam Presti wanting to be in the draft if we didn't make it, which is completely movable. I mean, we can move up in that like nobody's business. So,
yeah.
Like, to me, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, big picture, Oklahoma City Thunder. First of all, let's just recognize what LeBron James said about Sam Presti. He's the real MVP here, guys.
Yeah.
We could talk about anybody else, but the reality is when things got torn down, 5 years ago now, 6 years ago, he recognized when KD decided not to stay, come back, he recognized that he had one more push with Russ. And if that push didn't work, that's fine. We had to move on. And he convinced Russ and he convinced PG-13 to stay. And because of that, we're in the situation, guys. The situation that we're in is the beginning of what we consider one of the greatest young teams to ever grace the court. Because if we're the youngest team, youngest core in NBA history, the second youngest team ever, right? Think about that, guys. Like, wrap our minds around what that means if we get to the playoffs or even have playoff, like, minutes out there for these guys. It's huge for the confidence. It's huge for the going into there. And you start saying, where can this team be in a couple years? Well, it's all about the development. And if you believe in the development process in Oklahoma City, then you can believe that these guys in the next couple of years are not only going to be better, but they're going to be stars in the NBA. And I'm talking Chet. I'm talking J-Dub. I'm talking Shea. I'm talking Josh Giddey, guys. These guys are next level. There's nobody else like them in the league. Everybody is saying Oklahoma City might have the strongest four young guys to ever be assembled on a team. Just think about that, guys. You've got somebody like Josh Giddey who's willing to pass the ball, get rebounds. He's not a scoring first type guard. Surrounded by Shea, J-Dub, Chet. I mean, guys, this is insane. And now all of a sudden you're looking at Jang and he's coming out there balling like he is. As a 19-year-old kid in the NBA, come on, guys. Isaiah Joe, Jay Will, this team is built for longevity in the NBA. We're talking 10, 15 years down the road. There's going to be guys on this team still coming and still playing hard and still teaching the next generation of players how to play for the Oklahoma City Thunder and what it takes to do so. Because what is being set up right here is the same thing that happened in Chicago. The same thing that happened in Milwaukee, same thing that happened in with the Blazers all those years ago. A championship comes and it changes everything. It changes the way your city's perceived. It's changing the way that your city's developing. It's changing, you know, Oklahoma City has a Riverwalk because I consider the Thunder helping that out. You know, there's so many things that the city gets better and the area gets better because they bring a championship. And that's what I keep on looking at Oklahoma City. And I'm saying, this is not just about the team, the organization. This is about city. And this, the fact is that everybody on the team knows that. They know they hold the city on their back with them. And that's the greatest thing about this.
When Oklahoma City was founded, there's a little book I'm reading, Boomtown by Sam Anderson. It's okay. He's full of shit a little bit, and that's fine. Everybody is. But here's the thing, guys. There were people before Oklahoma City was actually founded, who sat there and they dreamed of a city that could one day be the center of the universe, the center of the country. And people laughed at them and they scoffed at them and they said, there's no way. And now we're looking at it and we're saying there is a pathway for our team to be considered one of the greats, like the LA Lakers, like the Celtics,
Chicago Bulls,
the Bulls. Like, our city can be fully realized through this team, and it can bring the level of attention to the city that people once dreamed, and people laughed at that dream. And now we're sitting here and we're saying Sam Presti's the key. This young core is going to take us there, and we sure hope that you guys are buckled up for the ride of your life.
Hell yeah, dude, because, you know, people are always saying, you're getting me gassed up or you're getting me excited. I hope I'm not getting too excited for a letdown next year. Listen, if you can't look at the future of this Oklahoma City Thunder for next year, the year after, and get excited, then what are you doing? Why are you listening to this podcast? Because this is all about what the Oklahoma City Thunder could look like if everything goes well. This is what the players could look like if they develop properly. You know, like, look at all of our other podcasts, man. Look at all of our other podcasts talking about the players, talking about the way they're developed, talking about all that other stuff. It's all about that. The Oklahoma City Thunder is the lifeblood.
That's right, guys. If you want to hear us talking about J-Dub winning the Rookie of the Year, listen to our last video. We love you guys, and we will see you next time. Thunder up.